This year was said by Rabbi Schlesinger on the seventh night of Chanukah, Tavshin Ayin, and we entitled the shir Kol Shiva Chavivim. All sevens are precious, even though it begins with Chanukah, but the message is something that we should take with us the rest of the year as well. And I found it, as I just mentioned, to be a fascinating shir. He began with the famous acronym that the word Chanukah stands for five words. Ches Nun Vav Chaf Hei stands for Ches Neirois V'Halacha Kibes Hillel. There are eight candles, in other words, the Ches, that's eight, then the Nun of Chanukah is Neiros, the Vav is V'Halacha, the Chaf is Kibes, and the Hey is Hillel. There's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether most of a holach or polchus holach. The first night of Chanukah, do you start as we do? We paskin like Beis Hillel, so we start with one candle and we go up each night thereafter until on the eighth night of Chanukah, which was this year on Shabbos. So right before Shabbos, we lit the menorah eight candles. Or Beis Shammai says you go down. You start with eight the first night, and you go down seven, six. So on the eighth night of Chanukah, according to Beis Shammai, you're really lighting only one candle. So we paskin. There's various reasons why Beis Shammai says go down and Beis Hillel says goes up. But the bottom line is the halacha ke Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Now the Sefer Tzvi LeTzadik asks a question. Why do we find in Chazal that the word Chanukah is spelled with a Vav? If you look in the Torah, whenever it speaks about Chanukah, the word Chanukah means a dedication. Wherever you have the word Chanukah, for example, the eighth day of Chanukah is called Zos Chanukah. Why is it called Zos Chanukah? Because the reading in the Torah, we read Parshas Miketz, and after Parshas Miketz, at Maftir, instead of repeating the last part of the Parsha, as we usually do, we added on a special Maftir from the end of Parshas Naso, going in to Parshas Balosha, which speaks about Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach. These were the Korbanos that the Nesiim brought when they dedicated the Mizbeach. So if you look at the word Chanukas over there, it's not spelled with a Vav. Nowhere in the Torah is the word Chanukah spelled with a Vav, except by when this holiday, the Chag of Chanukah, there suddenly we spell it with a Vav. Why is the Vav added? So now don't say to me, because, well, you just told me that the word Chanukah stands for Ches Neiros, V'Halacha Kibes Hillel, because the answer we could work without the letter Vav. We could say Ches Neirois Kibes Hillel. We wouldn't say the word V'halacha Kibes, the halacha, the laws like Beis Hillel. We would just say Ches Neirois Kibes Hillel. That's what we do. That's what the word Chanukah stands for. So you don't need the Vav for that. So why, in fact, is the Vav there? So the Tzvi LeTzadik gives a beautiful answer based on a psikta of Rav Kahana, which says that Sheva Chanukah say there are seven times in the Torah that we find something was dedicated. The first one is the Chanukah of the Briyase Shel Olam, when the world was created. The pasuk says Vayichulu Ashemayim Vaoretz V'chol Tzvam, and the word Vayichulu means Chanukah, means dedication. It was completed and it was dedicated. How do we know? Because when it comes to the Mishkan by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vateichal kol avodas oil moyed. It ended, and there was the Chanukah of the Mishkan. The word Vayichal, it ended, or Vayichulu, means Chanukah. So when it says by Hashem finished the creation of the heaven and the world, and the earth, it says Vayichulu Hashemayim v'aretz, that means dedication. So that's the first dedication. The second one is the Chanukah of Moshe. Moshe dedicated the Mishkan. As it says, Vayhi b'yoyim kalois Moshe, when Moshe completed, and again the word Vayichulu, kalois, is chinuch, is dedication. The third Chanukah is what we say in davening every day, right before Baruch Shomar, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. That is the dedication of the first Beis Hamikdash. The fourth Chanukah is the dedication of the Bayis Sheni, where we find this in the Navi Chagai, and it tells us over there that the second Beis Hamikdash was dedicated on Chodesh Kislev, just like the Chashmonaim are going to rededicate the Beis Hamikdash on Chanukah, Chofei Kislev. The second Beis Hamikdash was in fact dedicated to begin with in Chodesh Kislev. The fifth Chanukah is the dedication of the walls of Yerushalayim. The sixth Chanukah is the Chanukah of Beis Chashmonai, the famous Chanukah that we just celebrated. And the seventh Chanukah is the Chanukah So'olam Haba. Olam Haba also is going to have a dedication, and the Psikta of Rav Kana says, because it also involves Neiros. What are the lights connected with the Chanukah of the Olam Haba? The Pasuk says, V'hoya Oyer Halvona Ka'or HaChama, that all the light in the world will intensify when Mashiach comes. This moon will have the strength of the sun, and V'or HaChama Yiyah Shivasayim, and the sun will be seven times what it is today. We think the sun is strong as it is today. Even though it's millions and millions of miles away, it has such a powerful effect even on this world. But Elohus and Lavoi, it's going to be seven times the strength of what it has today.
How could we live with that?
Hashem will... Tishbi Yatar, it's Kishri Boys. Eliyahu HaNavi will answer that question as well. Now, so it comes out, according to this, the sixth Chanukah was based Chashmonai. So says the Sefer, Tzvila Tzadik, that's why the Chashmonaim put a Vav in the word Chanukah to show that our Chanukah is the sixth one since the beginning of the creation of the world. There's seven altogether. The next one's going to be Olam Haba. This is the sixth one, and that's why they wanted to emphasize this point, that they are the sixth one. So, says the Tzvila Tzadik, that, you know, the famous question, why do we keep Chanukah 8 days? We should only keep it 7 days, because they had one pach shemen, one crucible of oil they had. So that's not a miracle. So there's various answers. One answer is that every day is a miracle. Okay. That's also an answer. There's an answer that the finding of the crucible was amnes, or some say the first day is a victory over the Yevonim was what we celebrate. So it comes out that the first day has its own reason why we celebrate. Leaves over 7 days of the miracle of the lights. So it comes out that if the first day was because of the miracle over the Yevonim, there are seven Chanukahs, and so the eighth day of Chanukah, Vizois Chanukah, that represents Olam Haba. And as there's seven Chanukahs left, if you take away the first day, there are seven Chanukahs left. So the last one, which is the eighth day of Chanukah, represents the seventh Chanukah of Olam Haba. So the seventh night of Chanukah represents the sixth Chanukah of the Chashmonaim. Right? Does that everybody have that? There's 8 days altogether, minus the first day, because that's its own miracle of over the Yevonim or finding the Pach Shemen. You have 7 days left. So the last day, which is the eighth day of Chanukah, is really the seventh Chanukah of Olam Haba, and the seventh night of Chanukah represents the sixth Chanukah, which is that of the Chashmonaim. So it comes out that on Leil Sheva, this is going to be important for later in the Shir, on the seventh night of Chanukah, we're celebrating the sixth night, the sixth Chanukah of the Chanukah HaChashmonaim. We said from the Psikta before, there's a total of seven Chanukahs, which are represented by the seven last days of Chanukah, right? Because the first day is for a different reason. So the last seven nights of Hanukkah represent the seven Chanukos that we have in the world. It comes out that the eighth day of Hanukkah is for the seventh of Olam Haba, and the seventh day of Hanukkah is for the sixth, which is the Chashmonaim. So you have 7 times 6 is 42. And there is a special name of Hashem that has 42 letters to it. And this will come into relevance as we progress with the shir, but I'm just pointing it out right now. The seventh night of Hanukkah, which represents Hanukkah with a Vav, which is the sixth Hanukkah of the world, which the world has seven Hanukkahs, and the sixth one is that of the Chashmonaim, happens to fall out on the seventh night of Hanukkah, and 7 times 6 is 42, which represents the 42-lettered name of Hashem. And we'll explain this in more detail as the shir goes on. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis of Hilchas Chanukah, which is at the end of what's called Sefer Zmanim of the Rambam, writes the following words, which he does not write by any other mitzvah in the entire Torah. He says, Mitzvah's Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a very precious mitzvah. And we don't find this in any other mitzvah. And we know the Rambam loved every mitzvah. And why did he take this? He doesn't say mitzvah's lulav, mitzvah chavivi admod. Mitzvah's neir Shabbos, mitzvah chavivi admod. It doesn't say it. Only by Chanukah. What's so special about Chanukah that the Rambam found that he has to use this terminology, that it's a very precious mitzvah, admiod very much. So to begin to answer all these questions, we go to a medrash in Parshas Emor. The medrash says, "Kol hashviyin chavivin la'olam." All things that are number seven are forever dear. For example, and Rav Schlesinger said this medrash only says a few of the sevens. There's really much more, but we're going to take this short medrash. Lamalon, above in the heavens, seven is precious. How do you know? Because there are seven different rakiyas, and they're called Shamayim, Shmeya Shamayim, Rakia, Shchokim, Zvul, Ma'on, and Aravois. And what one do we use in the pasuk? The pasuk says Soilu L'Roichev Baravois. That's the seventh one. That's the one we speak about. Lands. There are seven different kinds of lands. Eretz, Adama, Arka, Gei, Tzion, Yeshia, and Tevel. Which one do we speak about? Vehu, Yishboi, Tevel, Betzedek. Generations, the seventh one is precious. From the beginning of the world, Adam, Sheis, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Yered, Chanoich. Vayishal Chanoich, Eselikim. The seventh generation, he went with Hashem. The Avos, Shvi is Chaviv, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kohos, Amram, Moshe. And Moshe, Olo Elokim, Moshe went up to Hashem. Bonim, who was the seventh child of Yishai? David, and he was the precious one of Yishai. Kings, we find Shaul, Ishboishas, David, Shloima, Rechavam, Arya, and Asa, and the pasuk says, "Vayikra Asa El Hashem." He was the great tzaddik Asa. He called out to Hashem. Years, the seventh is Chaviv. Shenemar Vashmiyis Tishmitenu Natashta. That's Shmita. Shmitin, 7 times 7. What do you have at the 50th year? Yovel. The Ukdashtem Shnayis Hachamishim. Yomim, the seventh is Chaviv. Shenemar Vayivarch Lekimis Yom Hashvi. Shabbos. Chadoshim, months, the Shvi is Chaviv, as it says, B'chodesh HaShvi, B'echad B'chodesh, that's the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei. Says the Sefer, Yefei Toar, which is a Pirush on the Medrash, V'ein Sofik, Sheyesh Sod B'dover, Loma HaShvi in Chavivin, V'anoichi Lo Yodati. So this great Sefer, Yefei Toar, says, you see from all over that seven is precious. There's a secret over here. I don't know the secret. Even though he was a great sefer, which everybody quotes him, he couldn't fathom what's the secret of number seven. The ulai may be shehu remez lo'ilam abo, shehu be'alaf hashvi. This is a remez to olam abo, which is going to be the 7,000. The world is 6,000, and then the 7,000 begins olam abo. So Rav Schlesinger said, he gave the shir on the seventh night of Chanukah, which was last Thursday. He said, maybe he is going to try, not his own, but based on the Maral, to tell us what the secret is that the Yefei Toyer says, I don't get it. I don't. But maybe on the seventh night of Chanukah, which represents the sixth Chanukah of the Hashem Noam, as we said before, we're going to find out what is the secret that all seven are precious. And then he has to always connect it with the Parsha. Parsha Miketz, we find the most times in the entire Torah, I think he said an entire Tanakh, where the number seven is repeated over and over, the seven fat cows and the seven skinny cows and the seven bundles of wheat, etc., etc. The number, how many times is repeated, I'm going to tell you later on in the shir, which will be interesting as well. Here comes the secret. Says the Maral, you know what seven represents? Is a famous Maral. Seven represents Teva. There's 6 days of creation plus Shabbos. Shabbos is part of the 6 days. We speak about the 6 days of creation. But counting Shabbos together, that's a whole week. That is the way Hashem set up nature. Ches, the number eight, is l'maylo miderech hateva, is above nature. And that's why Mila, when you give a boy a bris Mila, that's on the eighth day. Why? Because by nature, he is created with the skin of the Mila. And the will of Hashem is that he should go l'mala min hateva. He should go above the nature. And above the nature, we do a bris Mila. And the same thing, Nes Chanukah, which was also above nature, as we spoke last week, you had 13 Chashmonoim against maybe over 100,000 Greeks under 13-1. That was also, how many days was the whole Nes of Chanukah? A total of 8 days to represent, says the Maral, that this is a miracle, l'mala min hateva, above the natural thing. Now, here comes the where it starts getting very interesting. The word, the pasuk, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Es HaShemayim, Ve'es HaOretz, has a total of seven words. The first pasuk in Chumash. What is the seven words keneged? Says the Baal HaTurim. It's keneged all those things that we spoke about before. It's keneged the 7 days of the week, the 7 years of Shemitah, the seven Shemitah min HaYovel, the seven skies, the seven earths. He throws in another one. There's seven oceans. There's seven meshorsim of Hashem. And that's what David Amel said, Sheva b'yoyim hilal ticho. I praised you, Hashem, with Sheva. And that's why in Shmoyne Esrei on Shabbos, how many brachas are there? We don't say 18, 19 brachas like we usually do. We say seven on Shmoyne Esrei on Shabbos. Now, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach La'olam La'omei Omaya is a total of seven words. Now, Rav Schlesinger said something. I didn't have a chance to ask him about it. I think there's a mistake. I don't understand it, but I'll tell you what he said and then what I figured out. And if anybody can explain it to me, please do so. If the seven words of Yehei Shmei Rabba have a total of 28 letters. But that's only if you count like the Svard. I davened in a Svard shul this past Shabbos, actually Sunday morning, and I saw in their Kaddish, it's not like we say it. We say, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach La'olam, forever, Uli Olmei Olmaya. They say, Yehei Shmei, Hashem's name should be blessed, La'olam, without the Vav. So Rav Schlesinger said that if you don't have the Vav, then you have 28 letters. If you have the Vav, it would seem you have 29 letters. You have an extra letter. But the way I counted, if you don't have the Vav, you have 27 letters. If you have the Vav, you have 28 letters. So I don't, this is something I have to ask him. I don't understand what he said. But bottom line, according to one way that you read it, either with a vav or without a vav, and again, I think it's with a vav, you have a total of 28 letters. And we'll soon see the significance of the 28 letters. There's another pasuk right before the Aseres Hadibros. It says, Vayidaber Elokim es kol hadvarim ha'ela lemor. And then, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. How many words in that pasuk? Seven. How many letters in that pasuk? You guessed it. How many? 28. Because again, 28. Okay? Now we understand what Chazal say. Whoever says Yeheshmei Rabba b'chol koichai, koichai is chafches, with 28. In other words, he understands every single letter of those 28 letters of Yeheshmei Rabba. So we have three things now that are, three things that are what? That are seven words and 28 letters. You have by Bereishis Bor Elokim, before, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, the pasuk before, Vaydaber Elokim is called Varmela, and Amen Yeshmei Rabba is seven words, 28 letters. Whoever says Amen Yeshmei Rabba, Chol Koichai, which normally means either he concentrates 100%, or he shouts at the top of his lungs, Amen Yeshmei Rabba, with all his strength, what happens to him? Nase Shutiv LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. He becomes a partner with Hashem in creation, because creation is the same thing. Creation is Bereishis Bor Elokim is 28 letters. And Uki'ilu Kibol Torah Bar Sinai. And it's as if he got the Torah at Har Sinai, because again, you have the 28 letters. So in other words, a person is used to saying, Koichi V'Oitzim Yodi, Oso Liyasachayel Azem, the strength of my hands does all this for me. And that's really the Greek culture. And here's where we come into the fight between the Chashmonaim and the Yavanim. The Yavanim saw one thing, man's strength. The Yavanim saw only what the eye could perceive. We're going to get into this in a moment. They didn't see any spirituality in the world. They saw physical prowess, physical strength. And what a person has to do is to understand that Chol Koichai, 28, the 7, the 28, that all comes from Amen Yeheshmei Rabba Mevarach. It comes from Hashem's name. Without Hashem's name, you have nothing. And that's where we find the Kehelas. Shlomo HaMelech says, seven psukim, and in the seven psukim there are 28 ace. Ace Laledes until Ace Shalom. There's a time of peace and a time of war and a time to be born, a time to die, a time to be happy, a time to be sad. It says that there's 14 pairs. They go together in a pair, right? And a total is 28 etim times. Right? So, and the reason for that is because in a week, you have 7 days, and the day has four etim. An ace is 6 hours. And as you go from 12 midnight till 6 a.m., from 6 a.m. till 12 in the afternoon, 12 in the afternoon to 6 at night, 6 at night till 12 in the morning. So you have, in every 24-hour period, you have four etim, ace, of 6 hours. So that means in a week, you have 7 times 4 is 28 etim, 28 etim. So a person has to dedicate his etim, all his times, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to go more into this in a moment. He then said over a unbelievable Vilner Goin, Bir Agra. And I'm going to say the words inside in Hebrew and translate. This is the Vilner Goin on what's called Sifra.
6 times 2 is 12.
What are you saying 6 times 2?
Oh, 6 times 4.
6 times 4 is 24. That's a full day. So that means every day you have 4 etim of 6 hours each, times 7 days in the week, you have 28 periods of 6 hours. Right? Okay. Says the Gra in this Pirish to Safra the Tzinusa. Vahaklal, listen to this, unbelievable. Ki kol ma shahoya vahoyve viyye Ad Olam, whatever was, is, and will be forever. Hakol Kolul Batoira Mibereshis Ad La'enei Kol Yisrael is written in the Torah from Bereshis, the beginning, until La'enei Kol Yisrael at the end. Everything that was, is, and will be. V'loya Kolam Bavad, not just the general things, El Afilu Pratav, the details, shall call min umin, every creature in the world, the cosmos, the galaxies, the fish in the ocean, the little insects, they shall call Adam befrat, and every individual person. V'chol ma she'iru loy miyoyim hivoldoy atsoifoy, from the moment the person was born until he passes away from this world. V'chol gilula, v'chol pratov, uprate pratov. Every incident that happened to a person, every detail and subunit, v'chein shall call min behema, from every animal, chaya, v'chol bal chai shibolim, every living creature in the world, v'chol esev, every grass, v'tzomeach, a growing thing, v'domeim, a rock, v'chol prateim uprate prateim, in every details, unit and subunit, v'chol min umin, ad lo oilam, forever. V'chein kol ma shekosev ba'ovois, u'moishev Yisrael, kol ze nichlal, kuloi, beparshis bereshis ad noyach. All that is from in the first parsha of the Torah. V'kloloi, and the klal of everything we just said, nichlal beparsha rishoina, is included in the first parsha from Bereshis ad boro lekim lasois. V'klal kloli haklalim, and the rule, the general rule of the rules, is nirmas b'pasuk rishon, is already in the first pasuk of Bereshis. U'mekor kol haklalim, and the source of all these general ideas, hu b'tevas Bereshis, is in the letter, in the word Bereshis, because Bereshis has seven letters. Does it?
I'm checking it out.
Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yud, Tav. Six letters. And really the word Bereshis is Bora, Shis. Shis is Sheish, is six. Six letters. He created the world in 6 days, six letters. Says the Vilna Gaon, but there's a dot in the beis. The dot in the beis counts like a letter. So there's seven. Why the dot counts like a letter? We'll see as the shir goes on. So what Rav Schlesinger is going to develop is that everything in the world, as we just said, every detail of every grass in the world, of every human, from the beginning of the world till the end, has no neshama. It has no pnimius without Bereshis Bara Lekim as a Shemaim Vesoritz, without Hashem. It has no existence. And the Yevanim did not believe this. The Yevanim believed only what the eye could see. They didn't believe in anything spiritual. Therefore, in these days of Hanukkah, that's the time when we have to combat this. We have to fight it. And this false hashkaf of the Greeks continues until our own day. People who don't believe there's such a thing as Hashem, a Torah, where Hashem took the 22 letters of the Torah, and with the 22 letters of the Torah, he created the world. Istakel bor raisa ubora alma. He looked into the Torah, and from that he created the world. They don't believe that. They believe only in gashmis, and what you can see. Now it gets more interesting as we go along. The Maral in Derech Chaim in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos says, there's a very interesting thing, that in the fifth Perek of Pirkei Avos, Rabbeinu HaKadosh discusses all things with numbers. What are the numbers? The numbers are 4, 7, and 10. For example, Asor and Nisyonis, Avram had 4 tests. There's 4 generations from Noach till Avram, from Adam till Noach. First, he goes through 10 generations. He goes through the number 10. Then he goes through number 4, things that have to do with 4. Then he goes through with number 7. Those are all the numbers. What about things that have to do with 3, with 2, with 5, with 6? No. 4, 7, 10. Why those numbers? It says the Maral Miprag, because 4 and 10 are the opposite of each other, and 7 is right in the middle. 4 is Gashmias. 4 is, you take, there's a center point, which we'll speak about in a moment, and from that center point, which is the spirituality of the item, spreads out to, when you say something goes to the four corners of the world, that's where Gashmias spreads out. Until Hashem said, die. Now notice in the word die, you have Dalad Yud. Hashem said, enough. Don't go more. The earth, Hashem could have let the earth go, die. This is how big the earth is. This is how big Venus is, etc. It has a certain shape, a certain size. Right? That's Gashmias is 4. Total spirituality is 10. 10 is 0 and 1. That's Hashem. That's you come back to the number 1. To Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad. Achdus of ones. Total spirituality. The opposite of total Gashmias. A physical. What's the number in the middle? Number 7. Number 7 is the same distance from 4 as it is from 10. It's 3 away from 4, and it's 3 away from the number 10. What is the idea of 7? The idea of 7 is to Bereishis Bara Elokim, Es Hashamayim ve'es Haaretz. That's 7 words in the Pasuk Bereishis. That's to connect, to make a chibur between the Geshem and between the spirituality. In the world, we spoke about 4 corners of the world, but there's another 2 dimensions. There's up and down. So there's a total of 6. In the middle of the 6 directions of the world, north, south, east, west, up, down, in the middle of all those directions, there's a nakuda. That's the dot in the base of Bereishis. That dot is the echad of Hashem, the spirituality, the neshama of every Gashmias. Without that dot, which represents the spirituality, the neshama of the Geshem. As the Maral puts it, it's the dover beli Gashmi betocha Gashmi. It's the thing that's not physical, that's the soul of the physical thing. And it's called Heichel HaKodesh. That's the holy sanctuary of every Dover Geshem in the world. So there was a Nakuda from which the 6 directions, up, down, north, south, east, west, spread out. And that's the 4, which became up and down is 6. But then the total 1 is 10. As from 8, you start going l'mayla menateva, right? But the total you reach is 10. There it's total spirituality. And the 7 is the mechibur between the gashmias and the ruchnias. The 7 represents the nekuda apnimi, the inner point from which all the Gashmias spreads out and is the soul, and it's mechaber the Gashmias together with the Ruchnias. Nekuda Pnimi is the number 7. Number 7. That's the middle point of all the 6 directions from where the Geshem spreads out. Now, it's called Heichel HaKodesh. That's a name that they give. It's a dover beli gashmi betoch gashmi. In every gashmi, there is a spiritual element that sustains the gashmi. Without that, there would be no. The Geshem would disappear. Now the menorah had how many? We have 8 because of Hanukkah, but in the Beis Hamikdash had 7. There was 1 straight in the middle, and the other 6 were curved, and the neros face towards the middle. That's the same idea, that you have the middle shaft represents that nekuda pnimi, and the other 6 are towards the 7. They're getting their sustenance from that middle point, that number 7. The purpose of this world is not in the number 4 and not in the number 10. If Hashem wanted number 10, he didn't have to create the world. If he wanted 4, he wouldn't have said, die, enough. What Hashem wants, that's why Kol Shiva Chavivin. You know why 7 is precious? Because 7 represents that you live in the Geshem of this world. He said, Rav Schlesinger said, it doesn't say Kol Shmoyne Chavivin. You would think 8 should be Chaviv. 8 is Lamalu Menateva. 8 is a gift that Hashem gives you. But what you have to do in this world is you have to be Mechaber, the Gashmias with the Ruchnias, the spirituality with the Gashmias. Hashem wants 7. Hashem wants to see in the physical, he wants to see the spirituality. So now that's why the first Pasuk of Bereishis has 7, and the first word with the dot in the base is 7, to tell you that the 28 letters of the first Pasuk, the Koach, which represents the 28 Itim, the 28 periods of 6 hours that are in a week. And also, here, listen to this. It represents, what's your hand? What is a hand called? Yad. Yeah, you know why it's called Yad? Because in your hand, there's 14 sections. Every 4 fingers, besides the thumb, each one has 3 sections. 3 times 4 is 12. The thumb has 2 sections with the knuckle, right? That's 14. Yad is 14. 2 hands is 28. So the 28 times of the week and the 28 sections of your hand, what you have to work on is that the number 7. You have to work on that you're mechaber, the Hashem, with the world, with this world. That's what Hashem wants from you in this world. Not like the Greeks who didn't kolchi v'otzem yadi. No. You channel your kayach to Hashem. Amen Yeshme Rabba. The 7 words of Amen Yeshme Rabba, I'm called Koichai that all my periods of time and all the sections of my hands, I'm channeling it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? How many lights do we light on the 7th night of Hanukkah, which represents the 6th Hanukkah, which is the Hanukkah of the Chashem Ram, as we said? How many lights have we lit, according to Beis Hillel, since the beginning of Hanukkah, including the 7th night of Hanukkah? So he said there's an easy way that you could add up 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4. But you want to do it easy, it's like this. There's a total of 36 lights that we light the whole Hanukkah. If you minus 8 for the 8th day, how many do you have left? 28. So the 7th night of Hanukkah, you've lit 28. Again, to tell you the idea of the menorah, that the 6 candles that are going to have to go towards the nekuda apnimi, have to go towards the spirituality, and that your koach is not your own physical koach, but your koach is Amen Yeheshme Rabo Hagol. How many times do you think the number Sheva appears in Parshas Miketz? 28 times. I didn't count it up, but that's what Rav Schlesinger says. 28 times. This was the message that Paroi had to get. Paroi, who said, Li Yaori, Va'ani, the Nile River is my river, and I created it, he had to be given this lesson that no, that there's 7, that the Chibur of Shemayim Voretz. Now, the number 8 is very important, but again, the stress is on the number 7. We need the number 8 also. For example, the Maral says that Yavon was only able to break into the Heichal because Yavon begematria is 66, and Heichal, which comes before the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is 65. So where could Yavon have a shlita, power over the holiness? Only by the Heichal. We have to fight it, but that's where he could have dominion over. However, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there he wasn't able to get into. Why? Because the Kodesh HaKadoshim represents the number 8. In the Heichal, you had the menorah, that was 7. So there's a battle. That's the battleground between Yavan and the Hashmonaim, between Klal Yisrael and the Greek culture. In number 8, the Kodesh HaKadosh can never get into. Why is the Kodesh HaKadosh number 8? Because who entered the Kodesh HaKadosh with the Kohen Gadol? Even though the Kohen Gadol only went in with 4 begadim when he went in, but outside the Kodesh HaKadosh he wore 8 begadim. A Kohen Hedjit wears 4 begadim, a plain Kohen, a Kohen Gadol wore 8 begadim. He has the power of 8 begadim, even when he walks into the Kodesh HaKadosh, only with his 4 white begadim. How many sprinkles does he do? We say it in the Avod on Yom Kippur. He does one on top, when he sprinkles blood on the parochas, one on top, echad lamala v'sheva lamata, a total of 8. So in other words, the Kohen Gadol represents the number 8. The Kodesh HaKadosh represents number 8. Chazal tells me, Yerushalmi, that how many Kohanim were there during the second base of Migdash? There were 80. Why? We say, oh, very nice, there were 80 Kohanim Gadolim throughout the whole period of Bayis Sheni. 80 is a special reason, says the Maral, because the Kohen Gadol represents number 8. And we said that where is Hashem Echad? That's number 10. 0 and 1 is 1. So 8 times 10 comes out to number 80. So the Kohen Gadol, that's why there were 80 Kohen Gadolim exactly. It represents the power of the number 8. So we need the power 8 we need. But the purpose of the world is not 8. The purpose, 8 is something Hashem gives us as a present. For if we work well with the 7, then we can be zocha to the 8. But our job here on this world, the tachlis of this world, is the number 7. Oh, the 42 letters. Okay, we're gonna come to that in a moment. Okay, very good. We're coming out to that right now. The Gemara says at the end of Masechta Sukkah, there was unfortunately a daughter of a Kohen that she married a Greek officer. She took her sandal, which is the lowest part of her attire, and she hit the Mizbeach. And she said on the Mizbeach, Lucas, Lucas, which means you stealer. Why? Why are you wasting Jewish money? What do Jews do? They sacrifice korbanos to you. She had gotten, unfortunately, mixed up with Greek culture. Greek culture doesn't understand that you could take a physical thing, an animal, and sacrifice it to Hashem and make a korban. The Rav Samson says the word korban comes from krav, and that could bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She didn't understand that. She had Greek philosophy. You're taking an animal instead of using the animal and using its meat and milking it or whatever. You're wasting it. The Mizbeach is stealing it. Now notice what letter does the Mizbeach have which no other Kaili in the base of Migdash has? The letter Zion. No other Kaili has the letter Zion except the altar to Mizbeach. And notice also what are the other letters? Ches and Membeis. That's the Shem Hashem of 42 letters. The six. The word Mizbeach is spelled Mem, Zion, Beis, Ches. So what she attacked, this daughter of a Kohen who married a Greek officer, what she was attacking was the Zion concept. The Greeks can't deal with the Zion concept. That Bereishis Bara Elokim, Essa Shemayim Vesorot, 7 words, 28 letters, that Kol Koichoi, my whole physical in this world, sojourn in this world, has to be permeated with spirituality, with Omen Yeshme Rabba, Oina, Bechol Koichoi, that she couldn't deal with. So she attacked the Zion, which eventually leads to the Ches. And how does it come about? Through the Membeis, through the 42 letters of Hashem's name, which is the 7th night of Hanukkah, which represents the 6th Hanukkah of the Hashmonaim, as we explained in the beginning of this year. Here it's 7 times 6 is 42. And we're almost, let me just finish the thing and then I'll take questions afterwards. This is the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Yad Miyoid. He doesn't say that by any other mitzvah. You know why? Because he's paraphrasing. I think this is Rav Schlesinger's own pshat. Because the Chazal said that Kol Shiva Chavivin. 7 is precious, because that's the purpose of this world, to permeate Gashmis with spirituality. So the Menorah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which is telling us about the Menorah, That's what the menorah represents, the six candles facing towards the inner, towards the Zion, towards the Nekuda Pnimi, the Heichal HaKodesh of the spirituality, of the Neshama, the Pnimius, of all the Gashmias, this, which is something that the Yevanim fought against. So just like seven is Chaviv, that's what the menorah represents as well. That's why the Rambam, specifically paraphrasing Chazal, said, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviv, because it brings out this whole concept of the Chashivis and the Chavivis of the number seven. And that's why we have 28 times in Parsha Miketz the word Sheva, because Parai, as we explained before, had to get the same lesson that the Yevanim had to get. What did the Yevanim fight? They said three things of the Jews we have to stop. Shabbos, which is the seven, Milo, which is the eight, and Rosh Chodesh. What's Rosh Chodesh? Because if you take away Rosh Chodesh, how many days are left in a regular month? You have 28 days left. So that's what they were fighting against. All the number eight, for sure they were fighting against. Number seven also. And the Rosh Chodesh, take it away, you'll be left with Koyach, Koyach of Yitzim Yadi. Forget about Hashem. And he ended off the shir with saying that Bereshis Boralikim, Eseshman Vesarit, what's the word that's in the middle of those seven words? Which word's in the middle? Which word is in the middle of the seven? Bereshis, Bora, Lakim, S, Aleph Tov. Aleph Tov is the Isis of the Torah Kedosha. Hashem used the letters of the Torah to create the world. S, from Aleph to Tov, the 22 letters of Hashem, that, of the Torah, that's what Hashem used. So the osios with which Hashem created heaven and earth. And that's the gra we said before, that everything in the whole world is represented in the first pasuk, in the first word, the six letters with the dot in the middle of the base. So everything in our lives and everything in anybody's life that ever lived and will live, that's Gashmias. The Gashmias is in the seven, is in the Bereshis Bara Lakim, S, with the 22 letters of the Torah of the Aleph Tov. And he concluded with, Amzu Yatzartoli. This nation was created for me, Tihilosi Saperu. They should sing out my praise. Zu, Zayin Vav, that's 6-7, that's 42. How will Klal Yisrael praise my name if they'll take this lesson that the 6 becomes
42?
Zu. The word Zu is Zayin Vav. 7 and 6 times 6 is 42. 7 times 6 is 42. Through using the 7 properly, that the 6 always remembers the inner dot, the inner nekuda, the spirituality, so that's done through the Shem Hashem of 42. So we, if we will remember this in our lives, to always, don't just look at the physical, but look at the spiritual, which the Yevanim didn't look at, will be able to mekayim this pasuk, Amzu Yatzarta Li, Tehilasi Yisaperu.